This is the Ingles Southern Conference Basketball Championship.
Start of the second half here inside Harris Cherokee Center, Asheville, and we have a good one. The two-seeded Samford Bulldogs trailing the number seven-seeded UTC Mox by a score of 42-37. Doug Maurer alongside Richmond Weaver, and Richmond in that first half, Chattanooga hit 9 three-pointers. They average a NCAA best 11.5 per game, and boy, we saw it. They can certainly drain it from downtown.
They definitely can, and that's what makes them so dangerous. And then when you combine that hot shooting from beyond the arc for Chattanooga, then for Samford sitting here, they know, you know that they have the size to get rebounds, but they have zero offensive rebounds, zero second chance opportunities, obviously not having an opportunity to get those offensive rebounds. And that's something that surprising for Samford, that they haven't been able to get one offensive rebound
in this game so far. That's a fantastic catch, Richmond. I did not even really consider that, especially after we saw how Mercer used the offensive rebounding to do so much damage in the first half in that Furman game. We'll see if that is a point of emphasis. Chattanooga is going to inbound the basketball. Demetrius Davis gets it into Caldwell, and the Mox with a five-point lead will go to work in the half court. Jalen Johnson gives to Jake Stevens. Back to Johnson on the back cut. And Johnson finishes at the rim. His first field goal made. That's not a three-pointer.
Exactly. That's rare for Johnson to hit a layup like that. But great pass. Great offensive set coming out of halftime for Chattanooga.
Stanton McRae tries a three. It's no good. And nowhere to be found are the white jerseys on the offensive glass. One and done for the Bulldogs. Dalvin White finds Davis in the left wing. Bounce pass to Stevens in the middle. Hands it off to Davis. Straight on three is good. That's back-to-back possessions, Richmond. They have played through Stevens, and he has found the right guy.
And we talked about it earlier where Stevens was talking to some of the guys, hey, let's run the offense through me. It doesn't mean the ball has to touch my hands, but let me set some screens for you. And that's exactly what happened right there.
Speaking of screens, we've got an illegal screen going against Jermaine Marshall. It's been a frustrating day for Marshall after kind of a hot start. He's hit with the offensive foul. Ball goes back to Chattanooga. It's now a 10-point Mox lead, their biggest lead of the game. Dalvin White fouled in the front court as he had a step on the defender. And, you know, it's interesting. You take a look at the starting lineup here for Samford in the second half. And they have a few guys who did not start the game. Jermaine Marshall is one, which is understandable. The other one is Jaden Campbell. He is in there in the backcourt with Bubba Parham. No Quez Watkins, who
Quez
is
Glover,
sitting on the bench.
Or
excuse me, Quez Glover. My apologies. Sitting on the bench. Shot goes in and out. Bubba Parham back the other way for Samford. Parham gets to the lane. Shot's blocked. That's Jalen Johnson down low. Johnson takes a tumble. Ball in the hands of Dalvin White. Finds Johnson. Driving to the right. Cut off by the Bulldogs, Logan Dye. Chattanooga swings it back around to Demetrius Davis. He'll drive it left side. Goes up strong. Campbell with the block shot. It's loose. Bodies on the floor. Here come the whistles. I think we're going to have a tie-up.
Yeah, there's never a foul in that situation. It doesn't matter how many times you get landed on, punched, grabbed, whatever it is, the scrum down there for the ball is always going to be a jump ball. It's just the easy call
easy
for the
call,
refs.
Easy call. No one's going to argue it. All right. Who's got the arrow? In this case, it is Samford.
Now, the question would be, with Quez Glover there for Samford, is there any type of injury type of situation that might have him on the bench?
Here's Campbell. Offensive foul. He tried to plow through Johnson. Jalen Johnson coming out strong defensively. I'm looking on the bench, and I think I see Glover kind of sitting there. I want to say that's Glover.
That is Glover, yes. And he's on the bench. But now I saw the beginning of the game, he had the tights that you wear on one leg. He doesn't have any tights on either leg right now, so we can't speculate too much right now. We'll see if we can find something out the next time out.
Will Caldwell cut off at the free throw line. Shot clock's at 15. Jalen Johnson rises up for three, and he was fouled. That's Marshall going to get hit with the personal, and it will be number three on Jermaine Marshall.
Now, again, typically we would say you don't want to put Johnson on the free throw line, but the one area that he has struggled here in this game, obviously it's not been from beyond the arc or even on the defensive side. It's been from the free throw line, 1 of 6.
1 of 6. It's an 83% free throw shooter, Jamal Johnson, and it's not a small sample size. He gets to the line a lot.
Yes.
Despite the fact that he shoots over two-thirds of his field goal attempts from three-point range. When he does decide to take twos, he typically takes that ball hard to the rim, draws fouls, is able to knock down the first. Second free throw is good. Johnson seems to be a little bit more in his comfort zone. A substitution for Samford, and it's Jaron really checking into the game, and I'm looking over on the bench, and now I don't see Quiz Glover anywhere.
No, you're right. Has he gone back into the locker room?
It's certainly possible.
Actually, I see him right into the entrance of the tunnel to the locker room, and it's like they're trying to stretch him out right now.
Well, they need him. It's an 8-0 run for the Mocs here to start the second half. Remember, Jake Stevens hit a three at the buzzer at the end of the first half, so it's an 11-0 run. Logan Dye, his three, no good. Davis skies for the rebound, and now the Mocs pushing back the other way.
And Samford finally gets an offensive rebound right there, not able to convert. You see Jake Stevens going up. Just the strength of Jake Stevens. The ball was blocked, but he still was able to muscle it through, and you can see him flexing to the crowd here at the Harris Cherokee Center.
Mocs fans are making noise. 10-0 Chattanooga here to start the second half. It's a 13-0 run overall, and the lead for the Mocs is 15. It's 52-37. Timeout called by the Bulldogs. We will take it. Again, Mocs by 15 here on the iHeartRadio Network.